We are continuing our Shu'urim on Nikud Kesef. We're on page now 234 in the middle of the sugi of the Merkava. As soon as a person comes to Shul, as we know, Talit Tefillin, we did the Kavanot, so have Kafot, we've done the Kavanot. Now that when you're sitting, just getting ready for Tedavin, then there's a new Kavanot called Kavanot HaMerkava, as we discussed last year. And we'll be continuing now reading the quote from the Pri Etz Chaim here on page 234. And the Pri Etz Chaim says as follows, which is the Arizal. Ro'oi la'adam lechavet tamid, a person always has to mechaven, uvipchat kodem alimud v'kodem atfila. Ve'la'arir ki'ilo u madur v'kiser el atzilut ha'kodesh. A person should imagine and understand that he is the kise for the orot that comes from atzilut ha'kadosh. כי עלו בצלם אלוקים עשה את אדם ובזה תענה ותקובל בתפילתו בתורתו. As soon as a person understands this and integrates this in his being and knows that he's part and parcel of the spiritual world, then only at that point that he will then be answered. Once he acknowledges the fact that he's part of the spiritual, he will be acknowledged ותקובל תפילתו בתורתו, and then his Torah and his tefillah will be answered. Because the answer is, what's the difference whether he acknowledges this fact or not? Because the difference would be that once you acknowledge it, you automatically create kiviyochol a kesher between you and the olamot, even though the kesher is there, but it is sort of turned on. The kesher between you and the olamot now activated, and therefore can pass shefa between you and the olamot aruchni. Ve'al yishitachol kedusha ve'al yadam tachol kedusha liyonalibo. And then that opened up the bridge. The bridge that sort of comes down and closes the gap between you and the olam aruchni, and therefore you can become a kedusha liyonah. Ketza. Then this is the way you do it. Yechaven Adam. This is very similar to the Shah Kavanot that we saw in the previous shir. Yechaven Adam Shachin Rosho Kise El Shem Avaya Nikud Kama. So a person imagines that his head is Ahavai, which is Yud Kevavke Vekamat. Shtei Mochim Dilei Chub. Gam Kem Avayot Patach Vetzere. Shtei Zrotav Segol Veshva. Gufo cholam, shtei kapav. Now this is a bit different than the Shah Kavanah. Here he's talking about the actual hands. The hands are kubud v'chiruk, v'yesod. I think here actually, I think it was a mistake. It's not kapav as hand, but rather should be the legs, raglav, not kapav. That would make more sense because then it's a kubuk and chirik, which be netzach and hold, and yesod nikud shuruk v'atara avi ebli nikud kiniska b'tikunim. Now v'chavim gam ken, and those actually I want to stress that point. With those who have the text over there, I do want to make a correction. It's not shtei kapav but shtei raglav. So I will impress everybody that has this copy to correct this. Raglav, not kapav. Now, Avichavin, he continues. Avichavin gam ken ki adam hu shem sag kiniska be'etzleir. We know that a person is shem sag, or koch sag is both ab or ma or ben. Avichavin ki ozen hu sag. We know that from Shatanta, it's the ozen or sag. Chutz me'achrona. The sag is not going to be used we're not going to use the entire sag. Only the first three letters. Ulai im ze yasig lishmo eze kedusha eliona betfila ve'et limudo begam chotem shelo b'shem sag ki hu gam ken gematria kach ulai yarech ez ruach kedusha ve'gam bape shelo v'shem sag v'chaber otiot me'e motzat hape. אולי ישיג רוח, השם ידבר בו, ומילתו על לשונו בעת לימודו ותפילתו, והכל תלוי כפי עוצם כוונתו והתדבקותו. ובסוד העיניים את אם הוא בעולם עשייה, יכוון להשם להוויות שחשבונם עין, The reason why I'm not translating, because we've translated already this last year when we've done the piece on the Shakavanot. So he adds in over here that was something we did not see in Shaka. Im safek. Ve'en safek im kach yitnahe kamazman. If you do what I tell you and follow these instructions, shiasig lidat et asher tzeh, you understand what you want to understand. You'll be like one of these malachim on top. Actually, it's identical to a little bit different, but basically the same. I wouldn't have actually put this piece in because it seems to be just a repetition of Shakavanot. Okay. Now, Nimtzeidim Lemeidim, Idiwe Chalashu Shil Rav, Shara Ruach Kodesh Priyat Chaim. Sorry, it wasn't Shakavanot, Shara Ruach Kodesh. Now, שכוונת המרכבה אינם תנאים הכיל עליית התפילה. צריך לעסוק בהם כל יום בפחד בקודם תפילה ולימוד. So we see how important it is to the success of the עליית of the תפילה. מה שצריך להבין הוא שלכאורה מאה מעלה עצומה שיש בכוונות אלו עד כדי שהרב אומר שיכול לזכות וכשר את עולמות ואז תקובל תפילתו. ולא זו בבעל איזה שאולי יזכיר לשמוע איזה קול עליון או ריח, להריח ריח קדוש או לדבר בחינת של הרוח, השם דיבר על פי, ולא זו בבעל אלא שהבטיח לנו הרב שאם יתמיד בזה יזכיר להיות כאחד מלאכים שהמשרתים ברקיע ויזכיר לדעה הכל אשר יחפץ, יחפוץ. והדברים מבהילים לאלן אפשר לזכות מכוון הזו. So it's incredible how much that you can really be massive through this one little כוונה. והרי בוודאי שמוניחים כאן יסודות עצומים ולא כוונה גרידה שאם יכוון שם כזה או שם אחר יזכיר לכל זה, ואם כן צריך כאן ביאור להבין כל היסודות שבכוונה הזו. So I'm sure there must be something left out, he says, and we're going to explain further. Ma shetzelich levayer lifi ma shekiblanu kiblenu meravotenu bezeh hukach. The adu advar mekvak danu leel midrash Hashem darshuni alayla drush alayla. Sorry, from the drush Hashem. The Dush Hashem, the Dush Alayla. Shial adam shechotech hazushana azekali eno minichimoto lalot. The Kali is the one which stops the person from going up. In Kebu, Einu Litfila, a person goes to Tfila, Shaz Ma'alim et Olamot Biyad, Atzilut, Mizeleze, Ma'em Yalu Tamin, Yachdav, Uvim de Oto Ayom, Ma'em Tzilir Adam Lalot, Naran Shelo, Kniskela, because of Bibiru, Abibra, Bidush et Tfila, Tashacha, Vaz Nilmat Stam, Menufrash, Kolo Shadam, Einu Nakim Abunotav, ואז הקהלי יש מהם אחיזה, איזה אחיזה בו. ואז אפילו שיכוון לברר ולעלות כנראה מהדברים אינם פשוטים כלל ועיקר. כי הקהלי אינו מניחים אותו לעלות או שמניחס בו ובעלית ברורים באשר אז חפצם להנת מהקדושה. זה קודם לחלק הדיבור של התפילה. בוא עלינו לעלות אל התולמות ביד האצילות ופנימיות עם הדיבורים, עם הבירורים. וכן אם הם עולים עולם ביד החיצונים, דה אצילות עם הבירורים. יחד עם נרן שלו, And the Kivala Madhu Leel Bedushim was Filat Ashachash, but you can Dalichelke Amase. Anu Rag Mafkin Mutkali, Takim Tikunu Birun Kisad Bim Komom, Omnam, O Lamot, Enolim Klal, O Beat Aliad, O Lamot, Bial, Pinimu, the Az, Hem Olim Yachdav, Imahem, Vaz, Anu Mechavnim, Et Kamanat Mekabal, Vain, Shadam, Over, Ever, מעברה ויאהר בתשובה ואז מבקש בהשם יתברך סליחה מכילה על כל עבר מה שפגם המקבל אל עצמו עול מלכות שמיים הפרסם נקבל עול מלכות שמיים להמליך השם יתברך לעשות בכל עבר אך ורק את רצון יתברך מכל שמבקש שישרה על אותו העבר או השם דוגמה שמגיע למוח מוחי, למוח ימין, המוח שמאל, ודעת, ויראו תשובה על מחשבותיו, אם היו קוראים וחוזר בתשובה על מחשבותיו, ומבקש מהשם איזה מחשבות תהרות, ומכוון לשם הוויה עם הניקוד המתייחס לאותו העבר בדיבר הרב, ואז כשמי העבר תשובה תקף נפחד ממנו הקלי. כניס כאלה בכל זה בדרוש היי אני סגל האל בדוש הלילה ואז לא יתערר זו בשמחתנו ונוכל לעלות אל עולמות ביורים עם נרן שלו. So בקיצור, what is he said as follows? He says, what is the magic of the Merkava that makes that your tefillah should go up? What is that Merkava? Seems to me without the Merkava, without the Kavanot of the Merkava that we discussed now yesterday and today, it seems that your tefillah is not going to go up. What's pshat in that? So he says, very positive, that we know there's always a battle between the good and bad. Our avodah is to bring up the nitzutzes from the Ulama Akali, bring them up, and that is going to allow us to mishtatif our neshamas with that aliyas of Birurim and the aliyas of Lamod, both chitoni pinimut, all the way up to Ulama Tziut, making the tikkun. Now, what happens to stop us off is the Kali. The Kali, if the Kali is too heavy, it's not going to allow us to do the aliyah. The Ainu, that we stop ourselves. The Ainu, if we're using Ramach, Varim, Shasa, Agidim in order to do the Aliyah, but these Varim are Malibigadish im Avonot, sin. And therefore, what happens is that through this Avon allows a Pesach for the Chitzonim to come into, thereby interfering in the tools that we have. The facilities that we have in order to do the Aliyas of the Biru, and therefore the Aliyas of the Biru will not happen. So therefore, by doing tshuva, by allowing Orot to come in, called the Orot of the via the Kavanot of the Merkava, this, in short, is a tshuva. You may hire tshuva, allowing instead of machshavot zarot, machshavot tumot to come into your mind, you allow machshavot of Orot v'kedusha to come into your mind. That is a positive choice. That's called tshuva in English. You choose in between good and bad, you choose in the good to ride over the bad, and therefore that will allow this facility called the Aliyas Biruim, this system to come into place. As simple as that. Now, we are now on to page 235. Top of the page. Mizen avim et divikus shel rab shah ruach hakodesh kav ze lo shono. Back to ruach hakodesh. They says the Arizal we prophet ma she adam mitpalel shu yoter ruach hamukhach shel chamim kav yad zikra yichol she'anu she'anu hu min shamayim ותקובל תפילתו לפי שיוכל על ידי הכוונה הזו לקשר כל הלומות ועל ידי תשרה ותכול עליו קדושה אלוהינה. So it's a mavur again that you be able to all your tefillah will be answered once you mesalek, that's the way he answers it beforehand, mesalek all the klipot which are me'akev you, and automatically then your answers, the tefillah will be answered. Fine. ובשעת ותפילה, אסירת לעלות לעולמות, יותר ומוכח ככר, כל עניין אמר, כבר מחזרת ותשובה, והשחת תקושה לכל עבר, כי בלא זה, הקל עניין חזים בו. That's why you have to do the aliyah of all the olamot in order to choze all the olamot b'tikunam. V'lod nodim la'alot, and the chitzonim are not allowing you to do that. Or shema olim imoach ze nekem ekudusha. Or achman etzlan, you have to do that. The klipot are allowing you to do the aliyah, but they're coming with the aliyah, and therefore they're being yoni from the kedusha, which is even worse because we don't want them misgabe. תתקברות החיצונים חז ושלום או כי אין בכוחו לעלות את עולמות הבירורים כי אם מעט מן המעט ועל יחזרה אותו בתשובה נסתיקה הכוונת המקבל יתפרדו הקהלים ממנו אז יכול גם הוא לעלות וכן יוכל גם לעלות לעולם הזה לקשחם בזה וזה ומזה גם להביא מדוע יש כבל יש לכל כוונה הזו בתפילה קודם כל עולם ועולם מתבאר בדיוק חושב של רב ניסן את עצמה כבק is intrinsic to doing the proper avodah of the aliyas berurim, and that's why it's mentioned all in all four chalakim of the tefillah. It's not only at the beginning of the tefillah, because as you're going from world to world, as we go from world to world passage from the four chalakim of the tefillah, which will bring up world to world. Therefore, it's obviously that we're going to need a tshuva mekavat elyona in order to bring up the worlds in their entirety. כי בכל העולם שרוצה לעלות או לעלות עולם שבעולם עליו להאב שוב בתשובה כי באותו היום בתשובה שהוא תקבל ושמגיע לעולם חדש שם כלבי מדרגת המעלת אותו המקום צריך תשובה ואין עוד מקום לחדש. Okay, so now let's move on to the next piece over here on page 235. There are two bechinot to this kavanot mekava. The first one, Shadam will say that's more mekava, shechina bechina pinimuto. So you make yourself the pinimut of yourself as all the avayot as we spoke about. And the second aspect of this kavanah, she also says that's more mekavah shchina b'chinat chitzoniuto. You make yourself on the external spheres. She'as said the kavanah of Yoh b'shemot Elokim. So you're going to be using these two aspects of shemot avaya, shemot Elokim. V'hine rabbe roshan zeh b'tzidur ha'evi at kavanah mekavah b'osif aleihem kama v'kama kavanot v'nevi ga'et lashon kodesho b'tzidur ha'im. ציור סדר כוונות זה לראשון חושב בשעה בדף סמך בית עמוד א'. So here we're going to see now the next few pages diagrams of the Merkavah, first the Rosh and then the we'll see how it goes as we go on. First we're going to read the instruction of the Rashash.
Rabbeinu Rashash says as follows: וכוון עצמו להתפלל בהכרעה ובכל נמוך with humility and a low voice, ובשמחה ולא בעצבות, and not in depression. מתוך הספר בהסתכלות עיניו בו, and you look inside your סידור, וכל דבר שיסתכל לכוון בעיניו, הם סוד חוב. Anytime you look in the סידור with your eyes, you're using the facility of חוב. וכל פסוק בתפילה יאמרו בתעמים, ארועים לו, and you say with the תעמים, because the big יסודות, as we know, שער טנטה, big yesod, using the ta'amim of the kha. Because they should call alav kedusha, because it has a tremendous kedusha. Ve'elyona kedusha elyona v'titen lo koach kedusha elyona v'titen lo koach likshu olamot b'tfilato yaseh atzmo kiseh l'kedusha. ויחשוב כי ראש כיסא אביה נקוד קמץ שתי מוחים שהם סוד י"ק שם חוב בימין שם יכוון לאביה נקוד פתח ושמאל נקוד סרי דו בחוכמה בינה ואין יכוון כי עין הוא מספר האביות ומפני שאתה בעשייה יכוון במילו ההין ואוזניו יכוון ואוזנה אוזן שהוא סג חוץ מהאחרונה שהוא ההין ועל ידי ישמע איזה דבר, איזו קדוש עליונה וחותם יכוון או בחותן מחווה שמספרו סג, אולי ירד באורי הקדושה, ולפה יחב במספרה סג, וחווה אותויות, וחמש מוצאות יוצא ממנו, אולי ישיג לריח השם ידבר בו, ושתי זרועות יחבן לבית אביות, בנקוד סגול וימינו, בנקוד שווה ושמאלו, ובגופו הוא, סוד וב הוא על שעד של שם שהוא זה, וחבן באביה בנקוד חולם. ולשתי ירקתיו יכוון לשתי אביות, אחד בנקוד חיריק לימין, אחד בנקוד קיבוץ שמאלו, ובריתו יכוון בנקוד שורוג וב, והתרה שלו יכוון בשמות האחרונה שלו, שם שהוא מלכות, של השם שהוא מלכות, יכוון אביה בנון צבקות, וכל אלו הכוונות של הוויות הם בפנימיות אהבה בחיצוניות בצלם אלוקים עשה אותו. This is what we read beforehand, that you're going to have to do these two בחינות. As he mentioned, the first is the פנימיות is the הוויה, and on the חיצוניות you have to do the same כוונות with אלוקים. כי האחד שבו היא הגולגלת דקטר והלמד Aleph, we're talking about Elokim, right? So the Aleph Shabbahu Gugalti Keter, Alamed Gimul Mochim Chabad, Hey, Hey, Ketzavod Chesedad Zahod, Shemispashtim Mochim Knizka, Vayud of Elokim, Utsod Brito, Mishpatim, Umitpashetim Bobikolut Mochim, והמם, sorry, היא עתרת שלו שהוא המלכות, ומשפשתים, כללות הבוכים. עד כאן לשון רשש. Now we're going to see the various diagrams that will illustrate all this. Okay, so now we're on page 236 and 237. On both sides of the page, you'll find very nice big diagrams. So the first diagram on the right-hand side is talking about Pnimiut. And that is the Rashash Yichav Lassot Atzmo Merkava V'Kisei Le'Adam De'Asiyah De'Kedusha. You pretend you're the Zah of the Olam HaKedusha, the Olam HaSiyah De'Kedusha. So we're going to find there are three columns over here, right, left, and center. Now on the right column there's three rows, left column three rows. In the middle column we'll find there's four rows. So let's start from right to left. So the right top box represents the right brain, which is the Moach Yamin, which is Chochmah. There you're going to find a Havaya with Patach. The left brain is Bina, obviously, Havaya Tzeri. Again, we have to memorize the Nekud, that we should be Baal Peh, all the Nekud, you know, the Kamat is Keter, Patach is Chochmah, Tzeri is Bina, V'chol V'chol, Shvaz is Gvura. And you have to know these, there's no other way just to memorize them. Now, when we go down a row, we're going to find the right ear, left ear. The right ear is going to be Havaya. But what type of Havaya? Since it's Sag, we have the Havaya, the Sag, except for the last letter. And small, the left ear, also Sag over there. And the Kemispa Kel Havaya. Now, that was not either written in the Ruach, in Shal Ruach HaKodesh, all the Pirat Chaim, all the Rashash. I'm not quite sure where that comes from. It's not mentioned anywhere. The Kel Avaya. Okay, we'll see about that. Now, in the middle of those two boxes, you have the Dat Elyon. Dat Elyon. Now, that's going to be the Miloi of Yud. So, Yud is Vav Dalet. So, you only see the Vav Dalet. And then, usually, have the K Yud. Okay, and then you have the Vav Aleph, you only have the last two letters, and then the K Yud. Oh, yeah, because you only have the Miloi of the Ab. You're going to have seven of those. Now, when you move down the left line to the third row, on the right hand side, you're going to write I. Left side is your left eye. And underneath the middle row, you're going to have that Tachton. So you have the Dat Elyon and Dat Tachton. Now let's describe the right bottom box on this page. It's going to be the right eye. So it is the Ribua of Shema. Yudvav Dalet, and then again Yudvav Dalet Ke Aleph, and then again Yudvav Ke Aleph Yudvav Aleph Vav, and then finally Yudvav Dalet Ke Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Ke Aleph. That's Ma Biribua. Then you're going to have again the five avayas, the avayas, and the segel, all representing different sphere. The first avayas Chesed Gvot Fen Netzahot. That's segel Shva Cholim Tzeri and Cholim. And Shuruk. You find the exact same thing on the left hand side, but that is all Gvura. But again, Ma. Now, in the middle, on the Dasa Tachton, you find the Chotim, the nose. And in the nose, you have two parts of that because you're going to have Nekiv, you mean, Nekiv small. Nekiv, you mean, Nekiv small. Both are Avayas the side. It's always side. And as well, it talks about the chitzoniut, that's going to be divided by the ekis, three, well, actually six ekis. Chotim in the dalet, otiyot, gemar techai. Okay, that's the entire page on 263. Now, 267, let's talk about the from the mouth downwards. Now, in the mouth, we have the five chamisha motzea peh. These are different letters of the 22 letters that we know about. They are fractioned out into five different categories. Some come out from the top of your mouth, some come to the back of your mouth, some the sounds will come out from the tips of your tongue, some from above your mouth, all different areas in your mouth. There's five different places in the mouth where the sound can possibly come from, and that represents the chamisha motzat peh. Together with the sag, that's 63, and chaf base 22. Now, besides that, you have the pinimius of the pe and the chitzonius of the pe, to break it down even more. So again, it's sag and sag and eke, and over here it's going to be the ribua of sa of ma for the chitzonius. Agavi throws in as well other kavanot that we haven't seen. The call is avaya, the dibur of coming out from the mouth. Since we're talking about the mouth, is going to be adnut. The call and dibur together is going to be a zivug over there. These are, we also find these kavanot, by the way, in the 3 weeks called shovavim. And when we have it's the ibur shovavim tatz. So that is when we do all these kavanot of tshuva, and actually we're mechaven all these kavanot, by the way. Okay, so then we have the various kavanos over here. Now, the right leg is going to be on the line of the chesed. We call that chesed line. The left leg is going to be on the gvur line. So that's why we're talking about the right arm, which is the chesed, the left arm is gvura, and that's always going to be havaya the segel, havaya the shva, and the guf is the tiferet, the chol. Now finally, the last and final box over here, the right box is the right leg, left box is the left leg, that's going to be netzach and hod, also by chir and shuk, and then finally the brit kodesh is going to be the ben. And the Tert Yesod is the Avayad Malchut. Very good. And the Seder on page 238, you're going to find another diagram. Seder Kavanat HaMekava Bebechinat Chitzoniut. So the Elohim's now. The Aleph is Keter. The Lam is the Gematria of 3, which is the Gimel Chabad. Hey is of the Elohim is Gematria of 5, which is, stands for Chesed Gvot Tiferet Netzahod. That's right, Netzahod. And then the Yud, which is Yesod, and Mem, which is Malchut. That's going to represent the Bechinot of the other Kavanah of the Chitzonia. So we've done the Bechinot of the Merkava Beder Bechinat Pinimut. And now we've done the Kavanat of the Merkava Beder Chitzonia. And the Nikud of the Kesef continues again under the diagram, page 238. Vini, Sod Kavanah Zu Muva Hen Bisidua Nitfas Hen Bisidua Yarez. We explained many times. It was published actually in Tafshin Mem Aleph. His name was Rav Parush from Yerushalayim. Omna b'sidur yarei achadash, there was a new sidur yarei after that. So it was two editions of the sidur yarei. That was less, after that was Rav Adaya. He had a big yeshiva in Bet El in Rehov Rashi, right next to Shar Shemayim.
There's no Rosh Hashiva any longer there. There's no more yeshiva as much as there's not much activity there at all. But the yeshiva is still standing, and there's people. They use it as the Bet Knesset basically. Now, shelefi ma shishamanu me'abanim me'avinim. Lefi ma shishamanu me'avinim hu sidua musmach yoter misidua shekadmu. So, as it say that the sidua that the Rav Daya brought out is apparently much more meduyak than any other edition. כי יש כמה וכמה שמודורה של הסידור רבינו ירא, ואז זה מובא בכוונו באופן שונה במקצת, והיינו שאם נשים לב ובא בשעה רוח הקודש גם גימול מיני כוונות במרכבה, שתי על הפנימיות האדם, אחד על חיצוניותיו, והיינו. בפנימיות האדם, כוונה הוא מובנה בריש דיו קודש של רב, ובשעה רוח קודש, אני זכר להביא לחלק של לחלק את שם הוויה עדיין שם אלוקים בחיצון יוד ואופן שני אותיות יוד כהוא שם מוחים חוש בראש אדם עוד וו היא גוף דאדם מתפשט מוחים בו עוד היא באחרונה היא בהתרה ביסוד והיא בזבוגו של אדם. So one, an extra כוונה on top of what we've learned so far is the third כוונה is that you מחלק the שם הוויה the same way you did mechalek the shem elokim b'chitzoniut. Kavanah shniya hi la'ashrot al kol ev be'avaya shalem rak shenafka mina tiyeh b'shkol ev mechavanim b'shem avaya b'nikud acher u'b'chitzoniut da'adam shev shenakim mitchalek b'evri adam b'klalu yoter k'muvo'ar le'er. So not only do you split avaya elokim intense for all, but also you mechalik the Elokim in every single ever the person as we did for the Avaya. V'chein b'sidurim haregilim nitfas v'ayarei uva'ra kavana sheni depinim yud kavanat chitzon yud v'ilu sidur yarei adaya from adaya the author חובה בשילוב הכוונה גימול כוונות שתי פנימיות that we have an extra כוונה over there two in פנימיות and one in חיתוניות הבוכר יברא וכתב רק להורד את מהם רק שצריך יהיו מדוע שבסידור שתעלים בסידור כתב הראשונה לפנימיות. So everybody can choose what type of כוונות he wants to do, but he should just know there's an extra one in the סידור ירא from רב הדיה. ואו מצאתי בסידור ירא הדיה פלש בהדיה משפח דיה והביא כוונות לכוון בשמות הכלים בכל בחינה ובחינה ולא הבנתי מהו עניין הכוונות זו ואיה מקורה. I don't know what is the point of that, what kelim are we speaking about and where's the makor for such a thing. ואין בזה בסדר קודש מאיר לליאור למורה מני זל שכתב וזה, he speaks about this. וכן רבי רשע שהוסיף כמה מיני כוונות בכוונות מהקבה שלא הובא בדברי הרב. As we mentioned ourselves, as we're going through the Rashash, we're quite surprised that the Rashash himself added things that are not found in Shah Ruch HaKodesh or in the Priyat Chaim. So that's also a bit of a wonder, where did he get it? ואין בטח עיניים ברבי משם ששון in the Vav and Bet Gimel, Amimel Yabu al Sidra Rucha, which Sefer Kodesh Dat Haskel and Sefer Shalom Tzedek, which all speak about where does Rashash get these extra bits and pieces. Now, set that to Ad Kan, Baruch Hashem, another piece in the Tefillah that we're putting together, Baruch Hashem. So now we've learned all the kavanot that are applicable to this parsha, this sugya called Merkava. Now we're going to move on now to a new parsha. Now we're starting the actual tefillah, kavanat akidah. And the ribono shel olam that we say. So this is again, we're getting closer and now we're moving directly into the actual tefillah. Davata limod tzedah amirat parsha tzakidah amakol kavanat zuh. הוא בספר הליקוטים פרשת וירא ויתר הבהירות הוא בליקוטי תורה פרשת וירא. ועניין אמירת העקידה היא להמתיק ולרבוש את דינים הגבוהות שיש בסוד הסוד זה. So he tells us, not one line, the סוד הקדוש of why we say the Parshas Akedah. What is the Kavanot over there? So it's not clear. There's no Arizal in Shah Kavanot or whatever in Etchaim or Sharim, Shemot Sharim. We don't find, except for Likutim, also we find a little bit in Likuti Torah, Parshas Vayare, that we find over there that it's the Mamtik, the Gvot, and the Sod, the Zad. That's the whole Inyan of Parshas Akedah, Zuam Takam. וכל כוונות הכתובים כאן אינה בכללות עניין הנמתיק הקבועות והדינים שביסוד זה ולאו דווקא שייכים לעת התפילה. And love davka, that is davka by tefila. It doesn't talk about tefila over there, actually. She says to be mamtik the gvor that we found the yisod desire, you have to do this tefila. Kol pa she'omram yichol lechavadam. She'kein katavu rabinu l'shav, she'zidu she'kol pa she'omram pa she'zakidah yichavadam kavadam de'elu. K'nirah mechavadam said that tefila hu loma kan pa she'zakidah alkein. צריך לחבר מכוונות אלו, ורשא צריך לומר באיזה פרשה זה זע, פרשה זה יחברים להמתקה וצר עיון. וזה סמתקה הוא בבואה בעת חיים שחב, בדו שירידת חסדים, רוח ודעת זע יוצאים החוג, וחסדים יוצא לצור העזה, וגבור לצור הנוקפה, וחסדים יורדים ליסוד, ממתיקים את הגבורות שהם שם, יורדים שם בשביל לעבור לנוקפה, ממתיקים את הגבורות באור, ישב או חוזק נזכרה וכל זה הוא שם משם ואברהם אבינו רומז לחסדים יצרק וגבוה ביד העתיקה עקידה סורי אין תיקונו את החטא שאדם הראשון והבש שמצפינו בשכינה והציצו והבה והציצו והציצו בשכינה והעין בזה תיקון שם נכתב תיקון זוהה דף קופום בית קובד עמוד בית עין שם על בירות לכוונה סידרתי כאן פרשה סגדר ובקרבתיה כמובן בסידור הקדוש. So therefore basically we'll see this whole parsha in Etz Chaim, the way the Hasidim go down, first the Gvot go down to the Yisod, from that of Zah to the Yisod of Zah, then the Hasidim go down to the Dat, from the Dat to the Yisod, and the purpose is to Hamtaka. And also, all Chozer, when they come back out, the Chassidim, they also mamting the Gevurot. So, same thing we find over here. Avram is called the Chassidim. Yitzchak is called the Gevurot. So, Avram is doing Amtaka, or the Akedah on Yitzchak in order to the Amtaka. So, he says, Rashash, kol pa'am, kishomer parashas akedah, yichavon yichbosh, v'amtik et dinim, והגבוש ביסוד הזה יכוון שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעזור לעקור את שרי אומות שלא יקטרגו עלינו. So here we go, here are the כוונות.
So we're going to repeat that. So the Rishash is telling over here, כל פעם כשומר פרשת זקדה, it's not even in תפילה, anytime you want to כובש את the גבורות ביסוד עזה, יכוון לרבוש להמתיק את דינים שבגבורות שביסוד עזה, יכוון שקדוש ברוך הוא יעזור לעקוד את שרי האומות שלא יקטרגו אליו. So we go, we have אמא, סג, אבא, מה, and then you have אב, and then you have אלוקינו, and then you have this, you have the Ab, Velokei, that's the Sag, and then you have again the Ab, so you have the Ab, and then you have Ab Kasa, Avoteinu Zochreinu, so we have Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu, Zochreinu, again the Ab, and then you have the Kasa, and then Bezikaron Tov Melifanecha, Ofogdeinu, that's going to be the Rebu of Ab Gimol Gematria Kapat. Bifkudat Yeshua Rachamim, Mishmei Shemaim Kedem, and then you're going to have the Havaya of Ab Beribua, and also the Kasa, which represents the Yesodot Abavima. And then Uzchol, then you have the Ab coming back again. The Ab coming back again, that's right. And then you have the Kasa. Lanu, which is Abba. And then Elokeinu, which is Ima. Avad HaKadmurim Avram, which is Ches, Yitzchak V'Gvura. Yisrael, Tiferet, Avdecha, Ed Brit, Ved Chesed Neshua, Shinshbata Le'Avraham. Which is Chesed, Avin Mehar Moriah, Yisod Dezam. I'm just reading out the Akedah. Ve'et. Akeda mituk adin, shakad mituk. Every time you say akeda is mituk, akad is a mituk at Yitzchak, shua gvura. Benoal gebe me al mizbeh malchut, ka ketub b'torah. So the rule is every time you say akeda, shakad, oh that's a mituk. Every time you say Hashem, that's Abba, which is going to be represented by Avay the Yudim, which is Ab, and then Elokeinu is Ima. So those are going to be, Avraham is going to be Yitzchak, Avraham is going to be Chesed. That's the Koach Amtaka, Yitzchak is going to be the Gvua, what you're doing the Amtaka for. So let's just read a few more lines. So it says, Vahi achad v'rim ha'il, v'ay Elohim, ki shem gvura b'yisod izah, nisa litkasher et am Avraham ha'em, ha'chasidim. Avraham is chasidim. Yomer elav, yichased imo l'amtakam al ide Avraham, shem chasidim, yomer inini, bli gvura. ויום הקח נעד בנך, בנך זה גבורה שבהוד, אי יחידך זה גבורה, באמת זאת יצחק, בנך was reference to יצחק, which is גבורה, אשר אפתה, which is גבורה בנצר, את יצחק שתי גבורות, שבחוג לך ולהמשיך עוד לך חסדים, בואו ישר אל ארץ מוריה, שהוא יסוד זה, למתקד שתי גימול גבורות, שבתנה ואחר כך חוזר עליהו, that's going to be the אור חסדים באור חוז, שם למעלה למעלה מנתק שתי הגבוהות מחוג על אחד יערים יסוד אשר אומר אליך וישכם עוד בבוקר חס אברהם חס פעמים שם כל בבוקר חסדים בבוקר בחסדים וירבוש את חמורו החמורו זה קליפות מכניע לקליפות ויקח את שני נערה ויתוב יצחק וזה גבוה בו ויבקה את הצה עולם יקם וילך למקום מקום is always מקום is the יסוד גמטריה the יודים and then the יוד ה' וו' ק' אוקיי Abakehena, Abakehena, Abakehena. This is the way the Akedah goes, and that continues onwards over here to page 242. And then 242, we have on the right side of the page, right in the middle. Gematria Ma. All right, I'm not going to go read the whole thing, the Akedah. This is just all the theory that we learned. You can just read it. It's self-explanatory, all the Akedah. Beautifully, how it stems the Rashash, beautifully the way interwoven. All the kavanot all together. Okay, va'acha nechaz b'sivach. All the different kavanot over here, and we're going to continue over here on page 243, and then when it's kibecha barech avarecha arbe harba harbe, it's be'arbe gematra yitzchak, and then you find all the gvorot over there. Oh, it's very beautiful. Very beautiful. Okay, then the next kavanah is on 244. Acha kedah uva v'sidur kadosh sed amirat ribono shel olam. V'sham evi epsukei mir kamocha bekavanatehem. V'rabenu Hashem etzasson petach enayim tafted hekshe dema. כשדמה שייך לכוון אתה קודם תפילה כשזה בן וק ועדיין לא קיבל מוכרים להמשיך לו י' ג' תיקוני דיגנה ומשיב שם שי' ג' תיקוני דיגנה דרך חמפית דעשייה הדר ביקעת על ניתין עדיין שיש בה י' ג' תיבול כנגד י' ג' תיקוני דיגנה דעריר דעשייה So the question was, how can you give him such high shefa when he's only vak, the zaz and the vak that see? The Torah says we're not going yud gimel, we're not going to arich the atzilut, but rather arich the atziya at a lower level of shefa. V'rabeno mil Eliyahu bebiro atzidur daf lamed bet lamed aleph lamed bet mevayah she yud gimel tikunu tikunu muvan kan v'chem b'slichot ke'omer yud gimel tikunu tikunu lo la'asod b'hem shum hamshacha rak הם רק מראה מקום אחד הם רומזים פסוק ותולו He says a different area. It's not that you ממשיך תיקוני דיגנה בפועל but rather they're just over there to know where they are which is a bit interesting terrors. Okay so when we say the words in the תפילה ריבונו של עולם כמו שכבש אברהם אבינו את הרחמיו לעשות את צדך ולב אבשלם בייחוד גמור כן ירבוש רחמך Atik, Ed Kasecha, that's Za, Omealenu Agilenu Achamecha, that's Abba Vima, Amizotecha, that's the Za, Vidna Heg, Imanu, Hashem, Elokenu, Bimedan Chesmin, Rachamim, of Tuvecha, Gadol, that is Chasidim, the Da, that's Silut, Vechule, 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 until we get to the other page, 245, at the bottom of the page, and it says, Be'avato, of Chemlato, Hu Gealam, Vainat. So when you start the Yud Gimel Tikkun Dikna, this is rather the Yud Gimel Tikkun de Pnimiyut Aorot, said by the Navi. That is what we're going to be doing. So we're going to bring in the Makif. The Makif, which is the Malchut, the O, which is represented by Yud Vav Dalet, is going to Pnimiut, which is Bina, and the Keli, Keli Avos. We find a very similar thing as well to the Tikkun Edikna we bring to Nukva by Shavuot. The Kishuti Kala that we do, the Kavanot of Shavuot, these are it. These are the very similar ones. They're called the Chav Dalet Kad Svarim. We read 24 different Svarim Ashvot nights. We stay up all night. And these Kad Svarim represent the Kad Kishute Kala that you're giving over to Nukva. The only difference over here it's Arich to Za as opposed to over there, Za to Nukva. In one perspective, because there also you have covenant over the Arich Tazah as well. Okay, so here it says on the left side of the page, at the bottom of page 245, Tikkuni Kadma de Dikna da Rampin, Shusarot Shibimetzar Zaken Tachat Peatarosh. Those are basically where the Tikkuni Dikna are. They are in the Sarot. The first one is going to be in the Sarot Shibimetzar Zaken. That's going to be by the Sarot Shibimetzar Zaken Tachat Peatarosh. So right beside your ear, basically, beside your ear. That the one going down your cheek, that's going to be the first tikkun. The second tikkun is going to be the alchampishul safai liyona, that's going to be your higher lip, the hair on your higher lip. Tikkun shlishi, when you say over a pesha, that's going to be ochot shebepe liyona, that's going to be the space between, just underneath your nose, the middle of your nose. Tikkun revi'i, that's going to be safai tachton, that's going to be the hair which is underneath. Well, actually, the actual sapphire, I take that back. Tikkun Tinyana is going to be, the second one is going to be the actual top lip. Tikkun Rivia, that's going to be the bottom lip. Tikkun Chamisha Didikna Shuo Orach Shebeemsa Zaken, that's going to be the pathway right going down the middle of the Zaken. Tikkun Shititata, the sixth Tikkun, that's going to be the Merchav Alechayim, that's going to be the hair which is going down the cheeks. Tikkuna Shvi'a, Tikkuna Da'achabu Tchein Tipuchin, it's going to be the two cheeks. Tikkuna Timina'a, the Dikkuna Da'achabu, that's going to be the eighth one. Humazal Elion Bitsad Azaken, that's going to be hair going down the face of the beard. Tikkuna Tishia, when you say Tashlich Bimsulod Yam Chol Kol Chatotam, that's going to be the ninth Tikkun, that's the Sa between the two Mazalot. Between the beard is separated by the way we look at the beard, it has a front part of it, has a back part of it, and this is going to be the middle part. Then you have the Tikkun Asira, the tenth one with Sarot Smucha Legaon, that's going to be the inner part of the hair of the beard. Tikkuna Chad Sar, the Diknada Achabit, that's going to be the 11th one. Sarot Shum Shavim Bashbatam, that's going to be the outer ones. And finally, the Tikkuna Achabit Shuapet, that's going to be the mouth. That's when you say the words Asher Nishbata Lavoteinu, and that you're going to have all the Otapinimi or Amakif, and you can have the Keli. All the Makif, the all the Pinimi and the Keli, all that. Okay, all Makif and the Keli Pinimi, and for each one of those. Okay. Now on page 249. Mime Kedem, that's the 13th and the final one. That's gonna be the Dikna Avin, that's gonna be the Mazana Tahtosh, Bizakin Amis Khus. That's one the hair which is completely covered over. V'inakeh. V'gam inakeh gematria kasa. Inakeh is going to be the kasa. Aleph lamed pei. K-Yud, Yud, Vav, Dal, K-Yud. And then finally, V'nimah, and then you read the final the Nusach of the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, that's beautiful. So the next one is the next section in Tefillah. It's going to be the Sede HaKobanot. She'ishtabash Shemo La'ad She'eginu Higiyar V'Higiranu La'Zeman HaZeh. We're proceeding beautifully and very quickly through all the Kobanot of Tefillah. Now we're up to the Kobanot. So he says, Sedek Kreshema the Korbanot, Vaya Biyachad, in Dushya Kreshema, Vikanavoteha. So there is, first of all, when you come to Korbanot, you're going to be seeing the Kreshema of the Korbanot. But he has not, he says, he's not explaining it over here, this position where logically this is where it should be placed. But rather, he's going to wait till you get to the Shema. The Kreshema of Shachrim, because you have two Kreshema, one at the beginning by the Korbanot, then Kreshema just before after Yotzer, and Birkat's called Birkat Kreshema. There he's going to explain not only those two Kreshema, the other two, which is the Kreshema of Arvid and Kreshema Shel Almita. He's going to explain that all together. So, what's a long Kreshema of Korbanot? So we're going to stop it here for now. We're not going to start the Korbanot till next year, because it's very long. I don't want to stop in the middle. I will finish it all in one shir. This is a good stopping place. So Chazak v'nehematz, and we'll continue next shir on the Korbanot of the of Shachrit.